This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Yarn's Americana music is rooted in classic Southern country, akin to Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings. So it may come as a surprise to hear that the band actually got their start in Brooklyn. Today, half the group lives in the Triangle, and those two members join us now to perform songs from the band's new album called This Is the Year. Yarn performs tonight at Motorco in Durham. Performing with us today in the studio is Blake Christiana on the guitar and the vocals, and Rick Bugle on the bass. Welcome to you on The State of Things.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
Blake, tell us, you started out in Brooklyn, right? What's the reception to Americana up north?
It was good. I mean, I grew up listening to all the old country and Ricky Nelson and Elvis Presley, and I didn't even really know there was such thing called Americana when we started this band, and then I realized it was just a growing genre of music, and it definitely was happening in New York. So,
is that Brooklyn accent of yours a liability?
I'm living down here now. My wife is really country, so I'm working on that country thing.
You got it. I think you got it. Listen, here's a cool thing. I want to get you to do a song pretty fast, but you were doing like a company that rates video games up north.
Right? That was my job. It was the 22nd floor, 42nd in Madison. And 42nd Madison is hell on earth. I don't know if you've ever been to that
it sounds
intersection.
Ugly. Yeah.
But yeah, so I had a window that opened and no screen in it. So it was tempting to not take the door home.
Rating video games. Wow.
I wasn't rating them. I was making sure that the companies that, you know, the advertising that the companies were using was using the proper rating and the proper descriptors. It was like I was like the man of the video game world.
Well, now you're back to music, and maybe we can hear a sample of that. How about it?
You got it. Here's the song. This is for Carolina right here. I need a new light in my heart to guide me through the dark. Need a new love in my bed, she's bleeding me to death. I need a new place to call home, 'cause I ain't welcome where I'm from. I need a new love in my life, she's cutting me like a knife. So Lord Carolina, won't you rescue my heart? It's barely beating, I'm begging for a new start. I'm crying, I hope it's not too far to my Carolina heart, to my Carolina heart. I need a new path to walk along, one that won't leave me lost. I need a new flat to rest my head before I wind up dead. I need a new place to call home, 'cause I ain't welcome where I'm from. I need a new love in my life, just cut me like a knife. So Lord Carolina, won't you rescue my heart? Better beat it. I'm begging for a new start. I'm crying. I hope it's not too far to my Carolina heart. To my Carolina heart. Thank you. I'm crying, I hope it's not too far to my Carolina heart. To my Carolina heart. To my Carolina heart. To my Carolina heart.
Blake Christiana, Rick Bugle of Yarn performing the song Carolina Heart. Blake and Rick are going to be tonight performing. I'm talking like Yoda. I don't know why. We'll be performing tonight at Motorco at 9 o'clock. Hey, Blake, you know, in June you ended up playing a rally for Bernie Sanders in California.
We did.
Was a cool time for his campaign and I guess a big event for you too, right?
It was amazing. Yeah, it was. We were just randomly out in California when Bernie was hitting every town he could out there. And we have some friends and that work pretty close with Bernie, and so our music is in that circle. And a song, the title track off our new record called "This Is the Year," is just like, it was like made for Bernie's campaign.
This is the year.
And so it all kind of came together, and I got a call, and they asked if we would come play that song and a few others.
You're also supposed to play at the end, "This Land Is Our Land," right?
And we did. We did that. Yeah.
There was a wrinkle.
There was a little wrinkle.
Dave Matthews split.
Yeah, Dave was supposed to lead that.
Dave Matthews was there. Who else was there? Was
Fishbone and this, Cornel West and Danny Glover. It was an interesting lineup. And, I had talked to the event coordinator. He's like, oh, Dave's going to lead us off, but you all are going to come up and just kind of sing with us and play with us for "This Land Is Your Land." And then, we're watching Bernie speak side stage as long after we've done playing. And then the event guy comes up and he goes, "Hey, man, where's your band? You guys got to lead this thing and lead Bernie off stage." And I was like, oh, man, I don't know this song that well, I was counting on Dave. But so we went backstage and they actually had to go get my guitar.
The bomb-sniffing dog came out.
Bob-sniffing dog had to go sniff my guitar and get it back in. And our drummer wound up playing with his hands because his drumsticks were already in the RV, and it seemed a little chaotic and a little scary, but it came off really well. And
you ended up singing that chorus over and over again.
We did.
That's the part any of us really knows.
That was my point. I told Fishbone, I said, "Hey man, we sing this verse and we just do it over and over again." And Fishbone, what's the guy's name for Fishbone?
Great bass player Norwood Fishbone.
Yeah, he goes, I won't use any expletives, but he said, "No way, man. We're doing the whole thing."
The whole thing. Well, you're not going to do that for us now. Maybe you can do another song for us.
Yeah, we'll do the song that Bernie asked us to play.
So the best part was when we go to have a picture with Bernie afterwards, Blake's like, "Bernie, this is your year." He's like, "No, this is our year."
You should have seen that coming.
I knew. Oh, I knew. I said it knowing that he was going to say that. And I was like, yep, he did it. So here it goes. This one's for you, Bernie. It's still your year, brother. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the year we're gonna make that change. This is the year we start all over again. This is the year we're all gonna come out winning. We're gonna raise a glass to a new beginning. We let go all the anger we hold. We let fall all the tears. So this is the year we're gonna make that change. This is the year we're gonna find our way. All the hardships and the pain, no, they don't have to win. And it don't mean anything if you don't let it. This is the air we're
we're gonna make that change. This is the end, we start all over again. This is the air, we're all gonna come out swinging. We're gonna raise a glass to a new beginning. Oh,
this is the year, title track from Yarn's new record, and Blake Christiana and Rick Bugle are two members of that band. They're going to be at Motorco tonight at 9 o'clock in Durham. They're here with us on the State of Things today. Also a big fan of Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh, of course, man. That's the best-selling duo of all time right there.
Wow, wow. And another set of rock stars with whom, you know, so Bernie Sanders, Hall and Oates, because you did share the stage. You did a show in Nashville with
John Oates, yeah. He was kind of getting more into the Americana vibe of things, and we were on a package show in at the Loveless Cafe in Nashville, and me and my buddy Shane up in Brooklyn, we had written a song called Annie that was on a couple records ago, and we wrote the song like, oh, let's try and write a song like Hall & Oates, you know, that was our goal, and so that's what came out. And so when we were on, I was like, I'm going to make it my mission here to befriend John Oates and get to hang with him a little more. And so on stage, I told this whole story, and then we played the song, and Ricky was watching.
I saw him on the direct side of the stage looking at us as Blake, whereas we're about to introduce the song, and he was just smiling the whole time and loved it.
Yeah, yeah. So then after that, like, he was coming out to do an interview, and we were heading off, you know, to just go backstage, and he grabbed me. He's like, hey, man, I'm just doing my interview. Let's talk later. And so we wound up hanging out in New York City, and then I went down to Nashville and wrote a couple songs with him that wound up on the record following that one.
What was that like?
It was surreal, but it was just, it felt so normal. I mean, this guy is like the nicest, most humble guy in the world. And, you know, people like that can tend to, you know, find themselves with a much bigger head than most. And
well, it couldn't be troubling, right? I mean, if you got a hero like that and you actually work with him, that could go badly.
I was a little nervous, but I went in so overprepared. Like, I had a stack of half-written songs, you know, and so we spent the whole day together.
Did anything surprise you about his process? I mean, here's a guy you've admired. You've actually written a song that you feel is inspired by their work, and now you're actually getting inside the head of the guy.
Yeah, well, it was amazing because we write nothing like each other. So it was like, it was an education, you know, and I doubt it was any education for him, but it was an education for me and just how to look at things differently as songwriting-wise and approach. I mean, his chord structure, I mean, he's from that, like, he's kind of got that soul sound, you know, and I'm like pretty straight up three-chord guy. So it was awesome.
Does it change things for you? Do you approach it differently now?
I mean, you know, I wish I could say I did. I think if I try, but so a lot of times I don't even try. I'll just write and oh, that sounds good. But if I try to, I think it does. I definitely need a little practice, a little more. Sorry, John. I'm working on it.
But you brought me this far. I want to thank both of you. I'm going to give you time to play us out.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you both for being on the program, Blake Christiana and Rick Bugle of the Americana group Yarn. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Frank, thank you.
I'm going to remind everybody that Blake's playing the guitar right now and doing some vocals. Rick is on the bass. The band's new album is called This Is the Year, and Yarn plays tonight at 9 o'clock at Motorco. And you can find out more about the show at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program producer by Laura Lee, Anita Rout, Charlie Sheldon Ormond, and Katie Barron. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski is helping out today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, yarn.
Here we go. This one my wife told me to write. She said, write a song about a young kid seeing Dolly Parton on TV for the first time. One, two, one, two, three, four.
When I was just a child, I saw her for the first time. Voice like an angel, hair just like the sunshine. Rhinestone suit, every man's cowgirl dream. Well, my dad turned up the volume, said, son, you gotta hear some of this. Miss Dolly Parton singing live on Johnny Carson. Can't believe my eyes, can't believe my ears, I just be. And the band sings to